I remember the name. That name rings a bell, but I didn't know what it was for. I didn't know why I remembered that. Maybe that was something my dad was talking about back then. He was a ham radio operator back then. Maybe that's something him and some other hams were talking about when they were on the radio. But I recall the name.
It is the main Apollo communications couldn't very easily be received by most hams because Apollo went to a system known as Unified S-Band, which took all these various telemetry, video, audio, data channels, and put them on one S-Band carrier. So that would have been kind of hard to demodulate, but he found there was one VHF channel, a low-power VHF channel, designed for short-range communication between, like, the guys on the moon and the command module. And that's the one he was able to eavesdrop on. And he actually recorded 35 minutes worth of audio on that channel. You know, just one more proof that we actually did go to the moon. You know, if I point my antenna away from the moon, I don't get the signal. If I point my antenna at the moon, I get the signal. You know, it's just funny, because I see all these people online saying we never went to the moon. We never went to the moon. You know, everyone in the world received the Apollo signal. The Russians did too, I'm sure. The Russians tracked the vehicle from orbit to the moon, and they received the telemetry from the moon. And the amateur radio operators received those, right? So, you know, I was going to mention something about the story.
Well, I think those people that don't believe it say they don't believe it just so that they can get a rise out of you. I think they know better, but they're just playing with you, Glenn.
Believe it. You know, like they really believe the Earth is flat, or they really believe that Trump won the election, or some damn thing. You know, here's the thing. We have this whole people who believe. I think I've talked about this before. I was on the air right after January 6th. I've talked about this before. We've had this group of millions of people that believe this false narrative because that's all they've been fed. They've been taught to believe that the official story is wrong. You know, government news, you know, government is wrong. News sources are wrong. Everything's a lie, but, you know, some guy on YouTube is right.
Well, if that's how you were raised and, you know, you never knew anything different, then, you know, can't really fault the people that were, I mean, but at some point you have to grow up and turn into an adult and you have to make up your own mind, but that certainly would be a handicap.
Get to the point in this country where fake news overwhelms, you know, actual reality. I think I said this before. It was probably right after January 6th. We've gotten at the point where fake information overwhelms. I don't know. Where did we get here? Where did we get to the point where Hillary Clinton had a secret underage child sex ring in the basement of a DC pizza parlor? Or the Rothschilds and George Soros, what is it, the Jewish space laser. There's a Jewish space laser that set the California wildfires. How do we get to the point where people seriously do believe this? I don't think they're playing. I think they do believe it.
I don't know. That's beyond me. That's beyond me. But I do have to go downstairs and fill up my glass of water. It has been empty here for the last 20 minutes. And I'm running out of juices, so I got to run downstairs and fill up my glass. But there are other people on here that still listen, and if they want to pick it up, feel free. W4DJW.
You go ahead. KD2PNG. I'll be listening.